This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader Watts. Each week, I'll be bringing you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. One of my favorite people in the world to talk about film with is Scott Iman. He's a cultural critic, the books editor for the Palm Beach Post, and author of several books on the lives of movie makers, including John Ford and Cecil B. DeMille. His latest work, a biography of John Wayne, will be published later this year. We recently had a conversation about one of our mutual idols, Alfred Hitchcock.
Alfred Hitchcock is a fascinating character to me, Scott, because here it is, 2013. He's been gone quite some time. He has, you know, his last film was in the 1970s. And he's a director. He's not a movie star. He certainly was not a matinee idol. And yet he had such a profound influence on the world of film, even to the extent where in just, what was it, the past few months or so, two different films were made about his life, one on HBO and one that was released to movie theaters. Why do you think there's such an enduring interest in Alfred Hitchcock?
Well, I think there's a couple components to that. First is that Hitchcock branded himself very effectively. He branded himself in that he made one kind of movie, essentially. When the public went to see a Hitchcock movie, they knew kind of what movie they were going to go see, what kind of movie they were going to see, in the same way that when they went to see a John Wayne movie, they knew what they were going to see, or a Bob Hope movie, they knew what they were going to see. Hitchcock branded himself in a way that actors brand themselves, in a way that very few directors brand themselves. And he did that very consciously. He did that between the stories he chose to direct as a movie director, and I think, frankly, most importantly, at least for people of his own generation, was the TV show, Alfred Hitchcock right. Presents. And he was in everybody's living room, being his puckish self, introducing these stories of menace and comeuppance. And that finished the job that his movies had begun, really.
And you also mentioned that he had the good fortune or the good sense, perhaps, of surrounding himself with people that were very good at what they did and that he trusted. And, of course, that's one of the revelations, perhaps, of the theatrical film Hitchcock is the contribution of his wife, Alma, and how essential she was to his not only his life, but his creative output.
Sure. Alma was a professional in the film business when they met, and she was good on script. She'd been a writer, script writer. She was excellent in script. She was excellent in production. She was excellent on story. I don't think he needed much help once he got on the floor because everything, you know, Hitchcock was one of those guys who had the movie in his head between the storyboards, and he knew exactly what shots he wanted, and he knew how he wanted to edit them together. So it was just a question of filling in the blanks, really, for Hitchcock. But in that preparatory stage, Alma was crucial to him because she was such a good facile all-arounder. And she was on the same wavelength as him so that she knew what he was trying to achieve, the same kind of punch, the same kind of shock effects, the same kind of writing with the camera. She thought in terms, most writers don't think in terms of the camera. Alma Revel Hitchcock did.
Scott Iman's website is scottiman.com, and you can hear our complete discussion of Hitchcock, as well as other artistic conversations, at my website, artsradionetwork.com. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader Watts.